This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a bilateral meeting with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the talks focused on improving ties in commerce, security, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, and in other areas. He said this year is special as the two countries are marking 75 years of India-Indonesia diplomatic relations. Mr. Modi also held a bilateral meeting with the Prime Minister of Portugal, Luis Montenegro, which focused on adding more vigour to economic linkages between the two nations. Prime Minister Modi added that India cherishes the long-standing ties with Portugal. He said sectors including renewable energy and green hydrogen offer many opportunities for more collaboration between the two countries. Mr. Modi highlighted that they also talked about strong defence relations, people-to-people linkages, and other such objects. Union Minister for Housing and Urban Affairs and Power Manohar Lal today said that the dream of every family of having a pakka roof over their heads will be fulfilled under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana 2.0. Inaugurating the National Workshop on PM Awas Yojana Urban 2.0 in New Delhi, Mr. Lal said that the impact of the scheme on economy and allied sectors has created more than 3 crore estimated employment opportunities. He emphasized on effective implementation of PMA 2.0 and responsive governance to ensure benefits reach the last mile, impacting every eligible family positively. In Maharashtra, former Home Minister of State and Nationalist Congress Party, Sharad Chandra Pawar Party leader, Anil Deshmukh sustained head injuries due to stone pelting on his vehicle while he was returning from a campaign rally in Katol block of rural Nagpur. He was admitted to a private hospital in Nagpur. Similar incidents of violence have been reported in North Maharashtra. In Jalgaon, a candidate from Vanchit Bahujan Aghadi sustained injury from a gunfire. Senior leader Sarat Chandra Pawar has condemned the incidents of violence and demanded stern action against the accused. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has said that stern action will be taken against the accused. Campaigning for assembly elections in the state ended this evening. The air quality in the Delhi NCR region has deteriorated further, breaching the severe plus level with an average air quality index of 494 as of 10 PM yesterday. In view of the increasing level of air pollution in the national capital, Lieutenant Governor of Delhi, Vinay Kumar Saxena, directed the Delhi government to implement staggered timings on all government offices. With this order, Delhi Municipal Corporation offices will open from 8:30 AM to 5 PM, while Delhi government offices will work from 10 AM to 6:30 PM. This arrangement will remain in force till February next year. Meanwhile, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi announced that all classes in Delhi schools will be held exclusively online, including for class 10 and 12 from today. Delhi University will also conduct classes in online mode till Saturday. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and dense fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2 days. A 251-member delegation from Janakpurdham in Nepal, including Chief Minister of Madhesh Province Satish Kumar Singh, handed over an invitation to Champat Rai, General Secretary of Ram Mandir Trust, to attend Janaki Vibha Mahotsav. FIFA international friendly football match between India and Malaysia ended all square with a 1-1 draw at Gachibowli Stadium in Hyderabad yesterday. The visitors initially took the upper hand with Paulo Josue's early goal in the 19th minute of the match. However, the hosts in blue levelled up the match with Rahul Bheke's header in the 39th minute. India's Brandon Fernandes was awarded the player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.